Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage REI and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Edna Keep. Edna, are you ready to do this?
I am so ready. Thanks so much, George.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Edna is a real estate entrepreneur. She's a coach and mentor. She is the president of 3D Real Estate Investments. Again, I'm excited to have you on the show today, Edna. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So my long story is I became a single mom at the age of 16. And I felt at that point in my life that my choices were a little bit limited. I couldn't go to university, anything like that. So I just got into administration type jobs. I wasn't satisfied there. You know, I looked around and I went, you know what? I don't want to live like this the rest of my life. And I had all kinds of people around me telling me, oh, Edna, you got to learn to live within your means. And, you know, you got a good job. You work Monday to Friday. Look at all your friends. They're waitressing and that's all the job they got. You're doing good. You're doing good. And I kept going, no, this is so boring. I need to do more. I need to do more. Yeah. So I started just kind of doing self-study on the side. And right to today, I've done self-study on the side. I've never taken a university class, but I've got a lot of education. And the big break came for me when I got out of the office administration and moved into being a financial planner. So in 1992, so many years ago, I studied to become a financial advisor, got my certified financial planner designation. And that's when things really started to take off for me. I loved working with clients. I loved helping them with money. I started accumulating my own money, which was kind of nice because I'd never had any before that. Right. I used to have conversations with my manager at the office and say, you know, where else do you get to meet such great people and get paid to just basically visit and advise people all day long? I thought that was just the best career in the world. Then after a while, I started to realize that, you know, all my income, all my wealth, everything was tied up with one product, and that was mutual funds. And when the markets were down, it was a little tougher. So my husband and I just decided to diversify a bit. And we thought we'd buy maybe a couple of rental houses. The market in our area was doing pretty good at the time. And so we started taking a few real estate courses. And, you know, I just fell in love with real estate. I had kind of been getting bored with my financial planning practice. And so it was a new challenge, something different. And within 2 years of starting real estate, we had 50 doors. Wow. And we'd partnered with some people who are kind of the managing partners, so we didn't have to worry about that side of things. And so I sold my financial planning practice and moved into real estate full time. I still feel like I'm giving people financial advice all the time, but my main gig nowadays is coaching people to buy real estate, primarily multifamily and primarily with investor capital.
Nice. What a cool journey that you've been on. I was trying to do the math in my head. I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I'm 42 years old. So I was 38 when we had James. Just can't even imagine being 16 years old and being a single parent, Edna. So congratulations on making it happen.
George, it was one of the toughest things I'd ever been through. Mm-hmm. But I also believe it's what took me on this journey too, because at 16, I had to stop thinking about just myself. Mm-hmm. And most people don't, most people are thinking about ourselves right till we have our first baby. And many times, like you said, it's in your 30s. And so it changed things. And I realized that if I was going to have any kind of a life that I wanted, I just needed to become a better person. And that was the start of it. So it was challenging, but also probably the best thing that ever happened to me to take me where I am today. Also, I have two more daughters. They're I got married when I was 40, George, and I had two more daughters. So my other daughters are 18 and 16, still living at home here. But I tell you, it's a lot easier with a husband than he's a great dad than it ever was being a single mom.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. More hands helps the program, so appreciate that. Nice. All right. How when we're talking about coaching people in into real estate, how different is it from your parenting experience?
From the parenting, uh-huh. You know what? Now that I think of it, it's actually pretty similar. You're walking people through life learning curves. I don't just coach people on real estate either. I'm a big believer that your mindset has to be in the right place for you to accumulate any kind of wealth. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think you can, you never will. It doesn't matter who your financial advisor is. It doesn't matter what you have your money in. If you don't think you're going to do well, you will never do well. So the first thing I like to work with people on is changing the way that they think, because that was a big thing for me, you know, coming from living in subsidized housing and taking my daughter to subsidized daycare. I mean, always worked. I was never an issue, but I didn't know how to make money. And then when I started making money, I didn't know how to keep it. It was all about, you know, lifestyle and spending it. So it was a big learning curve for me. And that was something that I'm able to take into my relationships with people, is that it is a mindset. You have to come to believe that you deserve the money, because there's lots of money available out there in the world, that you have to provide a valuable service, and then you have to find ways to invest it that you feel like you deserve, and you can keep that money for yourself.
That's an interesting word, deserve, and it's one that I honestly disliked for such a long time, and I don't think that I ever really put it together until, you know, recent memory. You know, I think that sometimes when I thought about deserve, it was like, no, I'm not going to be able to. It's kind of like,
maybe?
Yes, yep, that's exactly right. So I'd love to just dig more into that word.
Sure. Well, to me, I believe that, you know, God, the universe is meant to look out for us. It's working with us to give us our dreams. And we only get what we feel like we deserve, meaning if your self-image is not there and is not a strong self-image, you know, you can become wealthy and probably lose it all. How many stories have we heard of that, where mm-hmm. people have become super wealthy and then lost it all? It's because their self-image never caught up with their wealth. And that, I think, is a big proponent. And that's the part I feel about deserve. We all deserve wealth, well-being, health, happiness. We all deserve that. We're all created in God's image, and believe that that we deserve that. Now, entitlement, different story. A lot of people grow up, oh, I'm entitled. I need this. I need that. You've got lots of money. I should have it. Wealth should be taken and redistributed around the world, and so we're all equal. You know, all that kind of stuff. To me, that's entitlement. I find a lot of you know, people in social services and stuff, they get raised with an entitlement. Oh, somebody's always going to look after me. That doesn't mean that they've got a great life. I say, you know, you have it. I would never want that life catering, you know, to somebody who's going to give me a pennant, little bit of money every month, yeah. You know, just to live. So that's the difference I feel between deserving and entitlement. There's a lot of people out there that just feel that the world owes them, and they're not out there providing value to the world where they can really get better themselves and then grow their wealth.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head, right? If you, when you do recognize that you deserve, you deserve to have really whatever it is that you want, and you are actively working to provide value to others and get out there and work hard and achieve, that's when things can line up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, you have to feel like you deserve it. Mm-hmm. You have to feel like you deserve that, first of all, opportunity to help people. And we all can in certain ways.
So getting that mindset shift, and that's not an easy thing to do. It's not just, oh, okay, I'm all of a sudden just going to flip that switch. Hopefully it is, but I know for me, it took me probably the better part of maybe a year or even 18 months to get to that place and have that understanding. So do you have how are you able to help people with that? Are there steps that you take? Just lots of conversations.
You know what? Definitely steps. And you know, what I learned is, so I have a program now that actually teaches people and walks people through those steps. But for a long time, I was doing those steps haphazardly and not really knowing where I was, where my level of success was coming from. Like, I'd read books, I'd do the exercises, I'd write stuff down. I would, you know, read the book Think and Grow Rich. And for a long time, I said the mantra, you know, money's my friend, and you know, on and on, different things like that. I deserve to make a good income, and you know, different auto-suggestions like that. And then I would quit. You know, things would start going really well, and I'd go, oh my God, I got it nailed. I'm just doing everything right. And I'd stop doing everything I was doing because my business would be taken off. I'd be making all kinds of money, helping all kinds of people. And then I would drop back down again, and I'd go, what the heck? You know, why is this happening to me? And then I'd go through a whole bunch of crap, and I would start doing it again because I was kind of felt like I was back at the bottom. And I mean, I never went back to the bottom. I always kept making more and more money every year, but challenging and different challenges that were coming up. And so I actually learned and started following a process of things that I do every single day. And now I don't let them go. Even if my business is growing really great and the money's coming in and I'm helping lots of people, I don't stop those routines anymore. I keep doing them. I read a certain amount every day. I exercise every day. I keep my confidence level high by getting lots of sleep and eating right. Like, there's so many nuances to change your mindset and affirmations and auto-suggestions and being around like-minded people is a really big thing too, because I learned back when I was struggling to get out of my $1,200 a month job that, you know, everybody around me thought I was doing so good. Like, oh, Edna, you know what? Like, you're a single mom. What, you didn't go to university? What do you expect? How can you expect to earn more than that? Yeah. No. If I'm going to learn anything, I'm going to learn how to be rich. I don't want to learn how to live within my means. So I started studying rich people, and I started, you know, because it's not all always about being physically around the rich people, but it's having them live in your head, like starting to think like them, starting to act like them, starting to take risks like them, different stuff like that. And when you surround yourself in that kind of atmosphere, you get encouraged and supported. And in 1999, I hired my first coach. And you know what? I have never been without one since, because I believe that we can take a lot of shortcuts in this world by working with the right people. A financial advisor, for example, you know, you just don't even know what you don't know. And until you start to know some of that stuff, how can you make the changes that needs to happen? And it's the same thing with your mindset. If you don't even know what you don't know, how do you move forward? So first of all, you need to know what you don't know. So the mindset is something I believe that you work on at every level. I always say, you know, new level, new devil. Every time you're wanting to go to a new level, whether it's, you know, to 100 grand a year, to 200 grand a year or whatever, as income, you're dealing with new and different challenges. You have to become a new and better person to be able to do that. And each time you do that, you have to go through your stuff. We have paradigms that hold us in the place that we are, limiting beliefs that, you know, our parents and our family and the people surrounding us planted into our brain when we were babies that we have to get over. And unless you start to understand that, you're going to be stuck in that same cycle for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really powerful thing. And something that you know, it's not necessarily an obvious thing, right? That as you become more successful, you're needing to really dig back into the work. And I love that idea of new level, new devil, that you do need to be constantly addressing that. So,
yeah, ongoing. It's an ongoing thing because we're designed also to grow. When we set a goal, it's not meant to get the goal. It's meant to grow us as people. And that's the biggest thing that people need to wrap their heads around too. Because when you get a goal, you're not going to be satisfied. It's going to be time for the next level, right? Then it's like, oh, geez. I remember when my goal was to make $100,000 a year. Oh my gosh, I just, you know, when you're making $1,200 a month, it's like, oh, $100,000 a year. That's like so far out there. Yeah. And then when I hit it, it's like, oh, How come I'm not satisfied? How come I want more? How come I think now I should make $200,000 a year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're also designed to be that way. We are designed to grow. I think people who work on themselves and grow themselves on an ongoing basis are the happiest people in the world. You may not be satisfied with your life every moment of the day, but you're happier because you're always striving to be better, do better, have more, do more. And that's what I think the purpose in our life is.
Yeah, I love it. I totally agree. I wanted to make sure that I circled back and touched on. I think that we've all heard that you're the sum of the X number of people that you spend the most time with, if it's 5 people or 10 people or 20 people or whatever. And just the idea that you don't need to actually be interacting, have personal interactions with millionaires or ultra high achieving people to sort of replicate that and to be able to take advantage of their wisdom and to understand their habits that they can, to use your words, live in your head. Mm-hmm. So I think that's such an important thing.
Yeah. I still remember reading Richard Branson's book. We actually spent a week on Richard Branson's island. Yeah. So in anticipation of possibly meeting him, because we weren't sure if he was going to be there or not, I read, I think, like 2 or 3 of his books. Mm-hmm. And that guy thinks totally different. I mean, he bought a $250,000 island way back when he was young. That's worth millions nowadays. That he couldn't afford, you know, and but he went with faith that he was going to be able to, and same with like all the things that he built over the years. And living with that guy, even through reading his books, was a real eye-opener for me.
I love it. Well, Edna, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know what? I think the biggest thing that's ever worked for me is working with a mentor and a coach or an advisor like yourself, George, like a financial advisor. You need somebody in your corner to help you, first of all, see your shortfalls, see where your paradigms are not working for you, and help you change and break through them. And I think that the fastest way to do that is working with a coach and a mentor, not just any coach and mentor, because there's a lot out there. They're just basically glorified cheerleaders, but somebody who's been there and done what you want to do is the thing I look for in a coach. I don't look for somebody who's going to hold me accountable and be my cheerleader, but somebody who knows how to do and has done what I want to do.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like we all have blind spots and we all have biases, and it's difficult for us to be able to recognize those, which is why they're called blind spots. So
yeah.
So much value. And to your point, why not find somebody who's actually done what it is that you want to do and then engage with them? So I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, Edna, thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
You know, my website is ednakeep.com. So it's very easy. And if they want to reach out and email me, it's edna@ednakeep.com. I have, lots of free resources. I do ongoing mindset training every month. That's free. And then, of course, there's an opportunity to work with me in a further basis if they're interested. But it starts with just finding out if we're a fit. So follow me at my website. And they can also find me on Facebook at Coach Edna Keep.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Edna your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to ednakeep.com. That's EDNAKEEP.com. Shoot her an email at edna@ednakeep.com. You find her on Facebook as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Edna.
Okay. Thank you so much, George. It was my pleasure being on.
Yeah, likewise. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com strivedetox.com and get your mind, body, and money right.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.